Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. I'm Tower, here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on Truth Social, MeWe, Parler, Clout Hub, Getter.com, and Tumblr. Oh, also Linktree. You can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. And do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Do not miss this post. Pride, destruction at what moment? Pride goes before a fall. In America, we have pride of all shapes, sizes, reasons, and all of it to cause an effect. And do not miss this post. Last days, perilous, purposeful, and prophetic. We find the last days perilous, purposeful, and prophetic. The issue with living in this prophetic time period is just that, living. Do not miss this post. American Destiny, Hate-Driven Rebellion. American Destiny, Hate-Driven Rebellion lay before us. It is not new. Every American, no matter what side they are on, know the dangers of such hatred. Has our hatred for each other become our American destiny? And the latest post on warn-usa.com? Do not miss this post. Martyrdoms, Advocacy, Christian Persecution, Classic, Warn Radio. Martyrdoms, Advocacy cover the blood and guts of missions, faith, and miracles, and the standing strong of those afflicted for the one reason they are followers of Jesus Christ. And do not miss this post. Day of Trouble, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 38, On Battle Lines. Day of Trouble is one step into the Valley of Vision. This vision, the prophet Isaiah saw, concerns Judah, but also brings us into the future, for it is written in the book. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising by Dana Glenn Smith. It's a Christian fiction thriller, and The Rising details a takeover of America. There's danger and intrigue. The nation is at risk, and dark forces are plotting to bring the country into the globalist new order. And be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter by going to danaglennsmith.com. And you can also visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings. Welcome to another Friday edition of Sound the Shofar.
where we look at Scripture, see what man's doing, shake our heads, and try to warn them, shake them awake out of the stupidity and stupor they've gotten themselves in. Of course, at the head of this, or Davos, Switzerland, is a meeting place with Klaus Schwab and the WEF, the World Economic Forum. But they're just the tip of the tentacle. Because then you have George Soros, who has taken upon himself with his billions, because he has nothing better to do. This is monopoly for the rich. I'll buy America for $2 million. I'll be responsible for all the deaths and all the agony that I cause them, but I don't care. Soros has openly said that, talking about playing God, and he doesn't consider the consequences. Well, he will one day. This week, Lord God, Governor of the Nations, Part 16, Judicial Justice. Now, that may sound like a play on words. And at times in America, judicial justice, remember liberty, Lady Liberty, is blind and holds a scale. No more. She's woke. So, if we really want judicial justice, it's not near, especially with the Democrats, especially with the J6 committee. You know, in all the riots that we put up with in the past, Antifa, BLM, a majority of them got away with it. And even to this day, Democratic-led, Soros-supported, you know, prosecuting attorneys, governors, and others have played an unfair game. And if all that matters in politics is the ability to have millions of money in your coffers so you can delude the public, then we don't need to look for any more justice, because that's what we do. Apparently, Americans are as blind as they are stupid about politics. Why on God's earth would you vote like they do in California and put people like Newsom in and all of their Soros appointed? Now, the one recently, I think it was San Francisco, got in trouble because of all the non-prosecuting he's doing, letting them go. These are the same people that, you know, the governors that let everybody out of prison, the murderers. In an upside-down world in America, if you walk upside down and are upside anyway, then it's right side up to them. But you see, that's not all on their agenda. The rest of their agenda is to take away your farmland. That's why in Europe, in the nitrogen levels that they're trying to supply, nitrogen is what in every fertilizer, especially for your lawn to make it green, and for your tomato plants to get green and grow. And there's other things you need, potassium. You need a few things. Well, so now they're regulating nitrogen levels because, after all, that's all the cause of global warming. And I told you last week or the week before that the scientists seen that and came out and said, no, it's the sun that causes global warming. So then they had the brilliant idea of putting a cloud out there, and we talked about that last week. A cloud. Create a handmade, you know, a human-made cloud and put it between the earth and the sun. Of course, they haven't thought of the consequences, like, you know, suddenly our planet becoming an ice age and have a total die out of everything, except for the tiny microbes that survive it. So while we're being brilliant, they also have a plan not just to reduce the nitrogen, but to stop you from farming. Now, see, this gets kind of personal because my grandfather was a farmer and raised crops and made a living all of his life. That's all he ever cared about. 7 days a week, except on Sunday, you know, he would work, take care of the animals, and then they'd go to church. That's what they did all their life. Methodists. So when I grew up, I became a Methodist. No choice, just, okay, I'll go. You know, heard about Jesus, knew about him. Went to MYF camp. Then I got saved. Well, at any rate, you know, if Grandpa was alive today, he would be absolutely polishing his shotgun. He was one of those farmers. And, of course, he was one of the original ones in his area, him and Grandma. Homesteaders. Now, Tower, her family were homesteaders too. And so when we talk about roots in America, our roots go deep. But when we look at this, these people up there don't have anything better to do than to tell you that we're going to remove your croplands. They're planning on doing this in America. Matter of fact, they had a map up there. And right smack dab over in Wyoming, this is where we're at, they have a figure that they want to, you know, there's so much there and we're going to take it away. Of course, the government has a lot of land and they want to make even more land because they're going to prevent you from getting on the land. So the government being the largest landholder, followed by, of course, Bill Gates or close thereby, who will take care of the animals, will give the animals food, while the human population starve, and they're starving already, even with all the croplands, because of all the globalists like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, who have money, don't give it to all the poor. Let the poor die, apparently. So, judicial justice may seem far away today, but it's nearer than you think. Now, these people are going to get away with stuff for a while. We just hope and pray we can stop them and hope this isn't the part in Revelation that begins to get really sticky and bad. Judicial here is the fact that we're speaking of the sovereign Lord who executes true justice in the earth. It's not like we do in D.C., like the Democrats practice and pretend they're ignorant or stupid or can't remember. Yeah, you don't prosecute many times, Democrats. You do not prosecute because you've got Soros-appointed people. You let people out of jail that should stay in jail. You release them immediately, catch and release on the people who do, even murderers. But the big thing of it is that while the J6ers, who it came out that there was absolutely been testimony that there were plants that initiated going into the Capitol first. When the Patriots went in there and followed them, it was a setup. And all the first ones, and we know who they are from social media, I was watching the whole thing live, and I saw the Capitol Police open everything up. It was a trap. So all of those folks got off, the ones who had plotted, while the J6ers are still sitting in prison right now. And some of them have been treated pretty badly, and they're in D.C. That's like hell on earth, D.C. is today. And, of course, the mayor of D.C. was complaining because there's some of these border states that were taking all the illegals and dropping them off there.
Well, wah, wah. But see, one day there's going to be true justice. And God's justice arises out of his righteousness. But one day, every soul of man will appear before the great judgment seat of Almighty God. Now, there is a caveat. If you know Yahshua, Jesus Christ, been truly born again, the second death is going to have no power over you. But you see, for this discussion today, as we look at it, Revelation 6. There's a point to this one here. Let me tell you what the point is. You see, the people, the rulers in the earth, act as if there's no God. They go ahead and do what they want to do. They don't care about righteousness. They don't care about blood guilt. They don't care about killing the innocent like abortion and babies, even your kids, generations of them who are woke. They're woke because they've got smartphones. The smartphones are connected to the internet. And the internet is full of deceit. And they believe that deceit because it makes them feel good. So now they're all woke. They're not saved, but they're woke. They don't realize one day that their wokeness is going to come in conflict with the Son of God. And you have people like Klaus Schwab and others, many, many, many others. I'm not going to name them all. I don't know them all, but they're there. So one day in the future, when they're all gathered in the World Economic Forum, they're up in Davos, Switzerland, they've accomplished everything they want to do. Half the planet is starved to death because they removed all the ability to plant. They've limited all the nitrogen, and only the rich and those who feed the rich get the nitrogen. We know how this works. And they made the entire swath of the middle part of the United States uninhabitable. Because they don't want you there. Everybody by now is living in big cities. But they're bigger than big cities, like small countries. They're dotted around in strategic places. And now they've made everything into a small little bar that's created from only God knows, because they ain't going to tell you. It has protein in it, and that's all you really want to know, because nobody has anything else to eat. Nobody asks questions in this new world. Everybody has taken the mark, and the beast is on the throne. But one day something happens and everything shakes. And the heaven departs like a scroll. And all of a sudden at the Economic Forum in Davos, it's not fun. They run outside. Kim Jong-un is still around, and he runs outside up in North Korea and looks up in the sky because he's an atheist. He doesn't believe in God. He had heard about Christ and God when he went to Western educational systems. And the Chinese don't have Z anymore. They have someone twice as worse. And he runs out and looks. And all around the world, the rich, the kings of the earth, the great men, and those who are in the military, the chief captains and mighty men, everybody, every free man, every slave, because of the horrors that they see in the scroll of the earth, the heavens being departed away, they run and flee and find safety in the mountains. It is so bad, and their hearts are so full of fear, they begin to talk to the mountains and the rocks. Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. And then they conclude this. For the day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? Now those three verses are in Revelation 6, 15 through 17. Now, when you look at it, Revelation 6, of course, is the seals. But you see, the one verse that tells us the whole story is the last verse. For the day, the great day of his wrath has come, and who will be able to stand? That tells us that these people knew there was a God all along and ignored it. This tells us that they knew. Hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Who is the Lamb? The Lamb is the Son of God. The Lamb, the sacrificial Lamb, the Passover Lamb. The very Lamb and the Passover Lamb that you would not know if you didn't know who God was, didn't know who his Son was, and you never studied. But this tells us that they know not only the Father, but the Son, not only that he sacrificed, but that he was the Lamb, and the fact that his day of wrath has come, and they knew it would come, but is finally here. Now, Paul relates some related stuff to this. Relates, related, get it? In Romans 1, you can go down to the bottom of that. And that's where they encourage each other in their wickedness, knowing full well that the things they do are deserving of the wrath of God. Read at the end of Romans 1. So we have wicked people in charge that know that one day the wrath of God is going to come, know that every policy that they do is going to be in conflict. They're going to do it anyway. And then, see, we come to the seventh trumpet. This is announcing the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. This is when it's really finished. Revelation 11:18, and the nations were angry. Thy wrath has come, the time of the dead, that they should be judged, that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroyed the earth. Now, I've mentioned this verse a lot, but the nations are angry. Why? His wrath has come. And it's a time when everything's ended. The heaven has rolled back in a scroll. They're hiding in a cave, telling the rocks to fall on them because they don't want to face this God. But their spirits are going to face it. Because the time had come. Judicial justice has finally arrived. Because there's no justice in the earth. And the people that are there now responsible for bloods of multiple millions and millions of people. And we can look today. We already have people starving all over the earth. But there's more billionaires than there's ever have. They're not going to give their money up to feed someone. And then you have the brilliant idea of the globalists that they're going to limit nitrogen, nitrates, fertilizer, a major ingredient in the making of fertilizer. And they're going to limit the amount of land you're going to be able to plant on. So there's going to be even less food, all regulated by the globalists. Of course, the first portion is going to go to them. because they are the owner. They are the leaders. We're all, you know, everybody on earth becomes the serfs, the indentured laborers. Here, I'll give you a crust of bread. You get your butt out there and work. If you say anything, I'll have you shot. And I'll get some other poor slob to take your place. Do you think for a minute that they care? Not for a minute. But see, there's going to come a day when the Lord will destroy those who have destroyed the earth. There's people out there plotting, and even today, working actively to destroy the earth. Period. And that is just the beginning where we are today. It's just one of those things that when you get into the full scheme of things, it's not good. You see, when we look at past kingdoms, we think of Babylon. I've spoken about Babylon quite a bit because we have a mystery Babylon in Revelation. The mystery Babylon, though, is so grievous that the judgment is double . Let me see if I can go to that. I want to get that right. I don't know. When you begin to look at this, and you begin to see, this is the thing. We've known about this stuff for years. We used to talk about this clear back in the 70s. Revelation 18:6. They use the word double three times. Reward her. Now this is Mystery Babylon. This is the judgment. Reward her even as she rewarded you. Because she gave this stuff out. So she's going to get rewarded. And double under her double according to her works. In the cup which she has filled to her double. In other words, she just doesn't get one portion, she gets double. But it is double. In other words, the cup is filled double to what everybody else was getting. But it's double, which is four times the judgment. Mathematically speaking, four times. Now that's what we call judgment. What did she do? Well, she's responsible for all of those who have been slain on the earth. Mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon is there today. Mystery Babylon is propelled by a spirit. The spirit of every unkind of uncleanness, debauchery, sin, cursing, everything you could think. And she has poured this out and deceived the world. And what did she use? She uses the internet, among other things. So Babylon of old is very, very interesting in this. Because just as, and we're talking about Babylon's judgment anyway in our Isaiah series. Because the children of Israel were delivered as God used his anointed one called Cyrus. Now it's interesting to note that Netanyahu, when he was in office, called Trump Cyrus because of the Abrahamic Accords and other things he had done. Now the Democrats don't want to think of Trump at all as being anything special. I wrote an article not too long ago called The Trump Phenomenon. Whether you like it or not, whether you love him or hate him, there's nobody like him. And he is a phenomenon. Period. Whether the Democrats like it or not, history will remember him. When you compare Trump and Melania, who were there, and everything they did, and how they honored the cops, the armed forces, I mean, it was royalty. And then you see Biden and his wife and this menagerie we got up there. That's corruption. Because it represents rebellion and everything the whore of Babylon is. But America has given herself over to being a whore. And America, for all intents and purposes, whether you believe that she is Mystery Babylon, doesn't matter a whit. Doesn't matter. Because the spirit that is Mystery Babylon, it, when you see the physical manifestation of the kingdom, Mystery Babylon, it'll be fully encompassed by this spirit of deceit, this spirit which is Mystery Babylon. But it is going to cover the earth. It's already today in many areas. And not everybody is going to embrace the same thing. Mystery Babylon has many, many abominations. It doesn't mean everybody's going to have the same thing. No, not at all. That's not what that means. America is filled to the top of the cup right now with the iniquities of Mystery Babylon. And there's a battle going on which way this thing's going to go. But prophecy is against the nations walking in righteousness. The nations of men are going to reject the Lord. And everything he stands for. They will reject everything. That's why we're in the world and not of the world. Friendship with the world is an enmity with God. And that's why in Revelation 13, the beast starts making war against the saints. And all of this is coming. And what we see now is this thing rising. And one of the things that helps it to operate is the use of digital technology, which enables man to unify a mark and controls financially of every human being on the face of the earth. China recently was in the news because they shut down all the banks. Wouldn't let anybody have a check anywhere in the entire where this area was. And people are out there rioting. It's okay, let them riot. Because you're not getting your money. And you're not going to buy anything. And see, this is the kind of thing that the globalists in the West like. See, there used to be a differentiation between China and what they did and the other Marxist communist states and America. That's been removed a long time ago. Because the globalists in Europe, along with the globalists in America, want to control everything. But see, just like Isaiah 13:9, in Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency. See, it was a masterpiece for the Chaldean dynasties. But it says, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. The same thing's going to happen to Mystery Babylon eventually. Isaiah 14:4 says, thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon. How has the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? Now that's a good prophecy, Isaiah 14. Go read it. Isaiah 14:22, for I'll rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts, and cut off Babylon. Off from Babylon, the name, remnant, son, and nephew, saith the Lord. Isaiah 21:9 says, and behold, here comes the chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered, and this is what the watchman is calling out to the horseman. And the horseman looks up and he says, Babylon is fallen, all the graven images of her gods he has broken to the ground. Jeremiah 51:8 says, Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her sake, take balm for her pain, if so she may be healed. So, what we're looking at is that when we talk about Babylon, Babylon is not alone. Babylon is a figure, and we can go clear back to Babel. The first Babylon. And then you have the Chaldean kingdoms of Babylon. There, that's where Judah was taken captive. They were overcome because of their sins. And then God delivered them out. At the same time he delivered them out of there, 70 years later, Babylon was destroyed. And there's a number of other scriptures, I'm not going to read them, but every one of them is about Babylon. So when we see Mystery Babylon in the New Testament in Revelation, telling you that there's going to be a great city, a great organization that's wicked, that'll be responsible for the deaths and the blood of everything there is, and that God is going to judge them double for their double, because they already have a double cup, and he's going to do two times that. That makes it four. He'll give them four portions more than a regular because of what they've done. Now you turn around and look and say, okay, now when we find Mystery Babylon, what city is it? Where is it going to be? Well, that's been something that people throughout the centuries, prophecy experts have looked at. It was, when I was going through Bible school and graduating and getting into the ministry, the common thing was there was going to be a new revised Roman Empire. And you could describe that could be what it was going to be. But that's a common perception. At one time, and I have a pulpit commentary, very expensive when I bought it, and it was put together by a lot of them. This dates back, the pulpit commentary. But in the commentary, Mystery Babylon was Great Britain to them. To many today, America is Mystery Babylon. But Babylon is a spirit as well. And it is not as simple as saying it's just one main country. It's not one main country. Mystery Babylon has tentacles in every nation on earth. And it has people that have been specially processed, brought forth, and established to create what they want. And they figure policy globally on a big level. Did you ever wonder why Biden got in and how easy it was? Have you ever seen the pictures of the ongoing voter that it was going? And there were people in Germany that was watching the voting, and their scores showed Trump won. But all the other stuff was skewed. Well, it just came out yesterday or the day before that they had published the results of a Republican election this year already. Yeah. Ahead of time. But you know, the wickedness, though, is one of those things that is going to rise to a level that you will not believe. Well, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, I mean, the wickedness where I think today in America is by far the worst it's ever been. Now, next year, we're approaching our 25th anniversary here at WIBR Warren Radio. That's from the original hatching out of the prophetic egg. Out of when God called us. To moving forward in that plan. To warn. Because I was first warned what was coming to America. A long time ago. And the first time I mentioned it was to Tower in 1973. I sat her down and I told her what was going to happen. Now, I didn't have all the details. But he who told me along with some visions. I'm not going to tell you everything, but he told me America as I knew it would cease to exist. And from my standpoint, America ceased to exist a long time ago because it's nothing like what I grew up with. But the America, it's not like it's not going to be here. It will. But it's not going to be the America that you knew. But along with that, there will come a judgment. America will be overrun by foreign troops from one end of this country to the other. Now they'll have to be careful because there will be a precursor of nuclear weapons. So whether or not you really want to believe this, the fact is today you cannot deny the controls they're putting on everything. They set us up with the COVID, and the COVID shot and the information coming out as how many died is staggering. Now, I knew from the beginning what it was. I do research, and I came across scientists like Dr. Robert Malone, who you see around on social media and everywhere, and there's a lot of them. Zelenko was another one. He's passed. But these men came out in the beginning and said, do not take the shot. And the early, and they were all banned for it. Dr. Malone said he lost a lot of income earning potential because he decided to stay and warn people instead of going with the system and lying. He wouldn't do that. See, now they've got monkeypox and getting ready. Tedros, and he's corrupt. From the witnesses of the people in his own country, they said he was corrupt in their country and he's corrupt in the World Health Organization. So he's declared monkeypox a world global threat. And it wasn't too long ago that Biden had given credence to the World Health Organization to control America's pandemic response. Which Biden can't do that. But you see, they're going to try to control your money like they did in Canada, like they do in China. You see, Trudeau, who's in charge of Canada now, his connections, family roots, go back to Castro. His dad was a good friend of Castro. Trudeau is a buddy of Soros. Who do you think supported him? Because money talks. And the main thing of it is get control of this globalist society. And of course, this isn't new. Because Talbot, back in the 90s, and there was a lot number of them that were saying this. There is going to be a one world government, whether you like it or not, they say. We are going to control everything. And you're going to do what you say, what we tell you to. Now, this is in the mid-90s. This is 90s right now, I'm telling you. And you can still find quotes by Talbot, but I think they've cleaned some of them up. I had the original quotes. But you're going to do what we tell you to do, or we're going to cut off your account. Now, in the 90s, we did not have digital then. So it'd be harder to do. Today, through digital and the internet and how it's set up, they can cut off an entire nation just like that. All your money supply. Your banks don't keep the money. They put them in a central bank. And then it gets moved around. Everything's done through the digital. And, you know, years ago, we were looking for the one world currency. Even when the EU came out with their coin, we thought about that being, and a lot of people did. It was the talk. That was the one world currency. I never thought for a moment it was, but made interesting talk. And then when I saw digital come, and I was in our area, I was one of the first ones on the internet. I was into this technology. I use it to reach people around the world. If there's a place for the devil on the internet, there's a place for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will use this technology as long as we can. But make no mistake, they will purge the internet of anybody they don't like. They will purge people in their accounts and be able to control them through digital. If people are asleep and allow this wickedness, because I believe, firmly believe, that if the church was to stand up and the nations of men, I mean really, throw out the crooks that are lying. Throw out the Soros-appointed people. Stop Soros from having anything to do in this country. Stop the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and now because of COVID, anything, the food and drug, anything in government that says they're connected, controlling prescriptions and stuff. We need to stop it, purge it, and clean it. Because they were all in cahoots over COVID. COVID is a damnable lie. They lied, they're still lying, and they continue to lie. And not only that, now they got monkeypox. Do you think monkeypox is really what they tell you it is? No, they've concocted monkeypox through a blistering disease, and there was one other. And of course, the word came out too that is predominant among gay men. What does that remind us of? Years ago, they had something that afflicted gay men too. AIDS. Acute immune deficiency. Well, if you thought AIDS were bad, COVID is much better at being worse. And like Malone and the doctors that were with him, they came out and openly said, if you have three shots, you're going to die. And you'll never know why you died. You'll never know the real cause. Because what's in the COVID shots will kill you eventually. No, I know people who seem to have no reaction to it. But I know a lot of those who had reaction. And as Dr. Malone pointed out, when we talk about these shots and having a COVID, the shot was never properly processed. And it didn't go through a board of review, and Malone used to sit on these high-powered boards globally and would approve a vaccine, and they already, before they released it, had far too many deaths that should have never been released. It would have never been released. But they released it anyway. Then they prevented people from suing the drug companies. On top of that, America made all these nations made a certain amount of money, including the hospitals, if they used the shot. Now, I'm telling you this, and you probably have heard of all this, but the big issue here is that if they can do that now, what do you think that they can do when they set up all this stuff and the Lord comes back? And he says in another place that unless the days are shortened, there will be no flesh left alive. But for the elect's sake, he will shorten it. Because it is so virulent, so bad, that unless the Lord shortens the days of the tribulation, there will be no flesh left alive. I mean, that's because of the corruption of the people, of the leaders. Now, there's a lot of things that we can really talk about. And we're doing Lord God, Governor of the Nations. The whole point being here that man wants to be God, and they want to rule over people, and they're going to do it. The question is when. And that's really decided simply by the churches. And the Christians. If they're going to stand up. If the people are going to stand up and reject this. But if the people sit back. And see, there's a good portion of America already brainwashed. So you've probably got, I would say, at least 40% of America is brainwashed right now. Could be higher than that. That's just my guess. If you look on the street and see Antifa, BLM, you see all the wokeness going on, you see the intrusion of TikTok and everything. TikTok is a communist ploy. It's a Chinese company. I mean, do you really think that TikTok is independent? I mean, there is nothing on the internet that is independent and safe. Not much. And make no mistake, I am a watchman before, and I was a watchman before being a watchman was cool. And I'm a teacher and I'm a preacher. And we're geared to one thing, telling you that you need to repent, you need to come to the Lord, because now's the time. Because this stuff is heading steamrolling into the apocalypse. Everybody that pays attention to this knows this. The problem is, I'm surrounded by people all the time that don't know it. Most of them don't believe it. Father, thank you for this word. Bless your word to those that hear it whenever they hear it. Open their eyes, open their hearts, draw them to yourself. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. Be sure to go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Look for my book, The Rising. Get my book, The Rising, and read it. And then come by our websites, get on our comment form, and send me what you think. And read it objectively. You'll be glad you did. Till next time, shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.